Welcome to the Advent Reflections Podcast. This week, we focus on the theme of hope. Within the midst of your busy day, create some space to center your mind and connect with God during these next few moments. Today, we enter the Christmas story through the reading of the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him."
Before the visit of the wise men, or magi, the events of Jesus' birth had unfolded in obscurity, among the humblest of people, in the lowliest places. But now, some prominent figures appear on the scene. These are kings from the east, and they studied the night skies and believed a new king had arisen, so they came to pay their respects. Naturally, they go to the seat of power, Jerusalem, and they inquire of the man in charge, King Herod. The newborn king headlines hadn't quite made their way to Herod's palace yet, so he and his city were quite unnerved by this news. See, Jesus' story is not something that will remain in the dark. Sure, he was born in an out-of-the-way town in a back-alley barn, but his arrival has implications for all the earth. The news is starting to spread, both wide to the farthest regions and high to the upper echelons of society. Upon hearing this news, there are two basic responses. One, to be hopeful and moved to worship. Or two, to be disturbed and bent on destroying him. Now, everyone, the Magi, King Herod, the leaders in Jerusalem, they rightly recognize what is going on here. A new ruler has arisen. He will be the shepherd, the leader, directing the people in the way they should go. He will hold sway and do whatever God has set out for him to do. And to some, that's better news than to others. Consider today, how do you receive this news? Before you write off King Herod as immature and hot-headed, are you like him in any way? Do you welcome the thought of someone else, like God, setting your agenda? Or would you, like King Herod, tend to want to cling to doing everything your own way? Is your greatest concern that God get what God wants in your relationships, through your work, in all of your pursuits? Or are you, like King Herod, primarily aimed at getting what you want? And those are some pointed questions. But for those who desire the Lord to lead them, there is hope. For those who are ready to worship and adore this newborn king, there is a future For anyone willing to seek God's agenda for their lives and walk in the way that the Good Shepherd directs, there is life. In these next moments, quiet your mind to seek the Lord's will and invite Jesus to be born anew in you, that he may direct your life. God, I want to pursue you with all of my heart, just as the Magi did. Let Jesus be born in me today. Show me how to give my best and grow my desire to be near the newborn King. Amen.
Thank you for joining today's Advent Reflection. If you'd like to continue with a moment of worship, listen to the song, O Little Town of Bethlehem, by Sarah McLaughlin, by clicking on the link in today's show notes. Until next time, may you be renewed in the hope of God's promises and strengthened with faith for today.